Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After weeks of delays, the Senate is poised to vote on the $1 plus trillion bipartisan infrastructure plan. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News day drinking may be the reason some Republicans will give the vote a nod.
They told us all this isn't going to add to inflation, but it is. I mean, I don't like to brag about all the expensive places I've been, but earlier today I went to the gas station. This bill's going to make it worse. It's going to make it worse for groceries, too. And look, I'm for infrastructure. I'm just not for infrastructure at any cost.
Final votes are expected around 11 o'clock Eastern Tuesday morning. If passed, the bill would then go to the House. A new memo from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the Pentagon will mandate the COVID-19 vaccine for all members of the military by no later than mid-September. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Reports from officials at the border say 1 in 5 immigrants is infected with COVID-19. The number is admittedly a guess because rarely are the masses pouring into the country tested. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
As the surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border continues, local officials are concerned they're spreading COVID-19 to border communities. Border Patrol Union Vice President Chris Cabrera joins Fox News and says many illegal immigrants are leaving their facilities and don't know if they have COVID.
As far as Border Patrol goes, it's very rare we test anyone. The only time somebody gets tested in our custody is if they're showing signs and symptoms or they have some other medical emergency. So very few get tested in Border Patrol custody.
Cabrera adding that Health and Human Services does test some illegal immigrants.
A pair of brothers were arrested Monday night in a fatal shooting of 29-year-old Chicago police officer Ella French on Saturday night. 21-year-old Amante Morgan is charged with first-degree murder. 22-year-old Eric Morgan was also charged. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The open border policy of the Biden administration has created a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border like never seen before. Now, one Arizona lawmaker is filing articles of impeachment against the Homeland Security Secretary for ignoring the rule of law. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs says he plans on filing articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He made the announcement late last week, citing his department's handling of the migrant crisis at the southern border. Biggs tells Newsmax TV that he recognizes there's a small likelihood of removing Mayorkas from office with the GOP in the minority in the House, but that Democrats in border states may be persuaded to hold a hearing.
Well, the goal is to do two things. Number one, it needs to heighten the awareness of the crisis. This has gone beyond cataclysmic, quite frankly, and the left extreme media is ignoring it, and the administration's ignoring it, so we have to put pressure there. The second thing is, there are Democrats who, whether they be in Texas, there's some in Texas that are really concerned about the border, and there are also others that are in swing districts. They have to weigh carefully, do they allow this to continue, or are they going to face the music? And so that's why this is going to go, and I think it's so important, because if we get a hearing on this, I think Secretary Mayorkas cannot answer the questions that he needs to answer. There's no defense for the action they've taken.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
I'm Lance Pry. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got Attorney Thomas Renz join us. He says that if you're under 30, you're actually more likely to die from the vaccine than COVID. Are you ready for that? You heard it right. I mean, you talk about vaccine hesitancy. Maybe the people who are hesitant to get the vaccine instinctively know something that others are just falling in line for, and as a result may end up with consequences that seem to go along with anything that has to do with the bureaucracy and government. I mean, we don't have to go that far back. Go back to the 50s and 60s when thalidomide came on the scene and said, oh, hey, this is not a problem. You know, women have nausea. We're going to help them out with their pregnancy. And throughout the 50s and 60s, women were getting dosed with it. And I don't know what they were doing for that period of time. I mean, you talk about a live trial, Thomas Renz, you know, where you had women miscarrying at increased rates. And then we started to see, you know, the malformation of fetuses and deformed babies being born. And it took them that long to figure this out. But meanwhile, you know, they continued to move forward. This seems to be the typical pattern of the pharmaceuticals in conjunction with the government. Is that fair?
I think it's very fair and very unfortunate. You know, the pharmaceuticals, they're hiding behind a cloak of science that very few people understand. And unless you can find scientists that are willing to speak out about what's really going on, it's really easy for them to do, because the whole process, the whole concept of the human body is so incredibly complex. Mm-hmm. And the pharmaceutical industry just hides behind that.
Well, and the thing is that they hide behind it, and, you know, whether it's legacy media, other reporting agencies are just letting it go by, ignoring that fact, the government itself, because these pharmaceuticals are paying into their campaigns, because when it comes to government officials, it's all about getting reelected, right?
It certainly is. And, you know, let me be clear. I mean, the pharmaceutical industry is not entirely evil. I mean, I'm sure, you know, there's a lot of great drugs out there that do great things and save a lot of lives. But, you know, there's a reality. You have an mm-hmm. industry that's built on making money off of selling something that no one understands. And the problem with that is that no one understands it. Mm-hmm. So you don't know what you're buying. And then when you add indemnity, you know, you can't sue them if you get sick or killed off of one of their products.
Right.
And then you add on top of that that the federal government and the regulators, Fauci and crew, are conflicted and own the financial interests in the same industry. You have the chicken guarding the hen house, and you have just something that the consumer really can't understand. It's really a horrible situation.
What happened to informed consent here, Thomas?
There's no informed consent. There's nothing even like it. In fact, you know, while the legacy media is out attacking people like me, they're overlooking one critical thing. How can you give informed consent if you don't know how much risk there is? And here's the thing. There are 12 different mechanisms by which the government collects data related to injuries and adverse events and deaths, you know, for these vaccines. How many are publicly available? Well, we have a solid one, and it's the one that's the self-reporting system that only collects 1 to 10% of the data, according to the Harvard studies, which were done for the government. So, you know, here's the thing. You can, anyone listening to me can say, you know what, I don't believe this guy. He's nuts. Okay, well, here's what you got to do. Ask yourself, if they don't have anything to hide, why are they hiding it? Why isn't the raw data being made publicly available so regular people can figure it out, so independent analysts can look at this? Why are they covering it up? And why would you possibly take this unless you can see what's going on? Hey, just trust us. You know, we're making millions of dollars off it, but we'll just trust us.
And Thomas, another blockbuster headline that you laid out last week was that there's a 1 in 1,000 chance of your child becoming paralyzed as a result of being vaccinated. We're not hearing about that.
Hey, you know, and I'm going to tell you, I would love to know on some real full studies. That's just according to the studies that were released. So what I did is I had my statistician people go through and look and see what they could find. And, you know, we got people constantly doing analysis on this.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things they found is they said, you know, it's not a huge study. There's not a ton of information on this. But, you know, based on the government study, I can't recall which one that was. It was 1 in 1,000. You know, you've got, they ran the statistics. If you're under 30, using CDC numbers, you have a 0% statistical chance of death from COVID. Now, they're running around lying right now saying that, you know, that's all these kids that are getting sick from it. That's not true. I've talked to the doctors. In fact, 2 days ago, I got pictures sent to me. They were talking about a particular hospital in Florida where it was overrun and people couldn't. It was just horrible. Yeah. And the headline said they had to bring in a refrigerator truck to hold all the dead bodies. Well, one of my people in that area came, sent me pictures. The refrigerator truck wasn't a refrigerator truck. It was a mobile MRI station. They sent me pictures of the hospital and the hospital's garage and all that stuff. There was no one there. There was nothing happening. It was an outright lie, fabricated from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. But it ran all over the mainstream press. They're trying to scare you into taking something that is untested and unproven. And, you know, frankly, there's a lot of very brilliant doctors that are very concerned about the massive numbers of deaths they expect this fall when people are re-exposed and we have ADE occurring. I mean, listen, it's the vaccinated that are in the hospitals. We just got the statistics from Israel. 95% of the people in their hospitals with severe cases are vaccinated.
Why would that not follow here in the United States?
Well, apparently we Americans are special. The UK and Israel have been showing 60 to 90% failure rate in the vaccine, but apparently we here are special. And I'm wondering if that specialness comes from any sort of unique physical characteristics or if it's more from the fact that Fauci and crew Cole and the Moderna had.
Well, we're politically special. That's how we're special. And we're a political football that our very lives are at risk because of the recklessness and the self-serving attitude, like you said, of Fauci. You and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, Thomas, is that, you know, it's the old axiom, just follow the money, right?
It's absolutely follow the money, you know, and you look at this. I've got word we're trying to figure out what exactly is going on, but at least one of the ingredients made in some of these vaccines comes straight from China. I mean, we all know China loves us, right? We don't know exactly what that ingredient is composed of or how it works. That's all super secret. Mm-hmm. But not only should we trust Fauci and NIH and all these other scumbags that are, you know, making money off of this, but we should also trust China because they're good guys.
Oh, gosh, I'm telling you, this is unbelievable, and we're just starting to unwrap some of the things that Thomas has recently been reporting, you better stand to get ready, because we got more bombshells coming your way on the other side of the break. More from the attorney, Thomas Renz, who's been at the forefront and been the vanguard of bringing the truth to us regarding all these vaccines and the controversy over it. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. In 1946, Reverend Charlie Beyer stepped up to the mic to share the gospel via the Gospel Tide Hour radio show. Listen to what Charlie said back then.
We believe that the gospel is able to save the sinner, to heal the sick, and to sanctify the believer.
Fast forward 75 years, and the power of the gospel to change lives has not diminished. We believe that the gospel is relevant in every language and can transform the lives of all people, regardless of their cultural or ethnic identity or where they live. That's why the Tide Ministry now shares the gospel in 30 different languages on 3 continents and has a vision to keep expanding until the whole world experiences the power of the gospel of Christ. To learn how you can help the Tide Ministry continue sharing the good news of Christ around the globe and impact even more people over the next 75 years, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, because we're in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. No 8-second sound bites here. We're able to get in depth, and this is why we're so grateful to attorney Thomas Renz and America's Frontline Doctors to be here and serve as the vanguard to getting the truth to us regarding the vaccines. Thomas, people, you know, have asked me, and I, refer them to your blog and your website. So let's take a moment here to direct them on how they can be in touch with you.
Well, best way is through their website. I'm going to be real honest with you. I am trying real hard. But probably the most important thing I ever talk about is that I'm a regular guy, and I mean that. So I've recently, you know, a few months ago, we hired someone to help me answer phones. That was the first, So I'm a small operation. I'm not a big deal.
Right.
And on any given day, I'll get several hundred messages and at least 1,000 emails. So,
yes.
You know, please do reach out, especially if you're a whistleblower. If you've got real information, just keep going, keep trying to reach out. Hopefully I'll see it. I try. I'll get people sending me thank yous and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I always try and send, thank you back as much as I can because I'm really grateful and it always blows my mind that I work 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. And, I don't ever get time off. And the only time breaks I take are to say prayers with my kids and say hi to my family. And so I'm trying real hard to be there for as many people as I can.
Right.
But you just got to be patient with me trying to get back with you because there's only X number of hours in a day.
Well, certainly, with all due respect and consideration, Thomas, and I appreciate your honesty and vulnerability about that because, you could be a big operation. I mean, what you've got, who would have thought that you were going to get a hold of a tiger by the tail like this? I mean, this thing has been snowballing and, and all the additional workload on you. And, you're doing this on behalf of us, the American people. I mean, we have got to take a stand. We've got to be informed because, unfortunately, the legacy media, social media and the like are not helping us out because, like you inferred earlier, these scientists and these doctors and this whole culture have been formed into compliance. Because just like with climate change, if the PhDs did not comply with the scientific narrative of global warming, well, then, they lost tenure, they were negated, they were invalidated, and here it is in much the same way. Fortunately, we have too many doctors that know differently, and based on their Hippocratical oath of doing no harm, that seems to be a driving value, thank God. And so, they may not be on the front line, but they're silently doing what doctors do, and that is giving informed consent to their patients and offering, other alternatives, whether it's hydroxychloroquine or other therapeutics that federally supported scientific community doesn't want to talk much about. They want to talk about the vaccination to such a degree that they want to mandate vaccines, whether you go to school, now the military. This is where this is all heading, is that the government wants to be heavy-handed and say, okay, stick your arm out, everybody, thou shalt be vaccinated, or you're not going to be able to participate in this, freedom-stealing America.
Well, the thing about it is let's be real clear about something. There is a fundamental constitutional right to control your own body, okay? And if there isn't, there are no fundamental constitutional rights. There is absolutely no question that by implication, by case law, by this, by that, that's a fundamental right. The problem is no one wants to talk about it. And the courts are trying to figure out how to deal with this. And the case law, and it's really an interesting thing, because, we look at Roe v. Wade, which...
I was going to say... Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not an abortion guy. I think that's a terrible thing. But Roe v. Wade is an interesting thing in the sense that it means one of two things, and there's only two ways that you can interpret it. Either Roe v. Wade was just about killing fetuses, which seems a little bit absurd to me, and if that's the case, I can't understand how you could even consider that to be a reasonable thing, or it was really about the right of bodily integrity. If it's about the right of bodily integrity, can you please explain to me where the people who say my body, my choice are on this? Mm-hmm. So it's my body, my choice if it comes to killing someone who is totally dependent on you, but it's not if it comes to a vaccine that doesn't work. P.S., a vaccine that not only doesn't work, but that even the CDC officials have said doesn't stop the spread of this virus. We know right. It doesn't. It says so in the paperwork submitted for the EUA. It does not stop the spread of the virus. So why would you take it?
Exactly. And the other thing that's surprising is when the CDC and the government is talking about the number of people that have been vaccinated, Thomas. I mean, we were like hovering at 50, and you and I talked about this. I said, what about the naturally immune people who have survived COVID? And, you know, the scientists are saying that our T cells are actually much more effective than the vaccine, but that's not being counted or ignored. They don't want to report on that. And somehow, suddenly, within a week and a half, they came up with it feels like 70%. So now we're at 70%, all honor and glory that President Biden has reached his goal. And it's like, who counted that number? Was it the same people that counted the votes?
Yeah, I'm thinking so, because, you know, so two things on that. 2 days later, I saw it was 50%, but they didn't really report that widely. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll be honest with you. I've asked my people to look into it, and we haven't been able to find any support for more than 30-40%. Now, I'm not going to say that that's an accurate number, because I don't know that for sure, mm-hmm. but I don't believe in any way, shape, or form it's anywhere near 70%. That's a load of garbage.
Right.
You know, the reality is that there is a lot of people. There are a ton of people throughout this country that know better than this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't have to understand it all to know to trust your instincts. If it's not going to keep me safe from the disease, why would I want to take it? And it doesn't keep you safe from the disease. Mm-hmm. You know, what we're seeing in a lot of countries is strong evidence that it actually may make the disease worse, mm-hmm. and it doesn't stop the spread. So, again, why in God's name would you take this?
Exactly. Well, and then so now they got to do the next thing. Everything has to be mandated. And Fauci is saying, I guess there's a lot of pressure on the FDA here, Thomas, to approve the vaccine. And talk about hesitancy. They've been very hesitant to do this, but they're putting pressure on them, you know, to make this happen. And as soon as they do, then there's going to be vaccination mandates, all over the place.
Well, there's two things I have to say about that. The first one is that I mentioned yesterday on OAM, and I intend to stand behind this, is if they do, I'm going to look very strongly at personal lawsuits against everyone on ACIP and FDA, because there is no science to back this up, and they would be knowingly approving a dangerous drug. And so, you know, I'm going to sue them personally. Each and every one of them that has anything to do with this, because it's well beyond the scope of their employment. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to enjoy those cases immensely. That said, the other thing is that I'm not so sure that I believe that. They've been back in June. They were saying we're going to get this approved in June, and we're going to get it. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the problem. Once they approve it, there's another set of laws that apply, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those laws would require additional disclosure. See, right now you've got Fauci and a bunch of liars hiding behind government immunity to try and say it's safe and effective and just lie outright about this.
Right.
Well, once it's approved, the vaccine manufacturers have certain obligations. And those obligations change a little bit. And so there are lawsuits that are probably going to be available if they don't meet those obligations. And you can believe I'll have those suits filed right and left.
I bet.
But, you know, so I'm not sure I believe them.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also being reported, you know, this cancel culture, as you and I referred to, doctors' licenses are being threatened by medical boards if doctors tell the truth about early treatments or the dangers of the vaccines. I mean, this is so pernicious. It is so unbelievable. And again, we're grateful to Thomas Renz for coming on the show and telling us all about it. Thomas, thank you so much. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
Our Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After weeks of delays, the Senate is poised to vote on the $1 plus trillion bipartisan infrastructure plan. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News day drinking may be the reason some Republicans will give the vote a nod.
They told us all this isn't going to add to inflation, but it is. I mean, I don't like to brag about all the expensive places I've been, but earlier today I went to the gas station. This bill's going to make it worse. It's going to make it worse for groceries, too. And look, I'm for infrastructure. I'm just not for infrastructure at any cost.
Final votes are expected around 11 o'clock Eastern Tuesday morning. If passed, the bill would then go to the House. A new memo from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the Pentagon will mandate the COVID-19 vaccine for all members of the military by no later than mid-September. USA Radio News.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-289. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, a verse in Malachi 4:6, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children towards their fathers. And we're starting to see this. And I got to tell you, I'm really excited because what this represents, as we start to see, just like in any kind of harvest or any new growth, you start to see buds coming out. And these buds are a time of renewal, a time of hope. And Jeff Kemp, I got to bring you on here to see if, you know, you're seeing the same thing. Jeff is, of course, former NFL QB, ministry leader, is now more passionate than ever about strengthening men, marriages, and families. Are you starting to see the buds of growth here regarding fatherhood and families?
Well, you know, I've been a part of a lot of conferences, gatherings, networks addressing the decline of fatherhood, the deficit of fatherhood, and the positive steps we can take to kind of re-promote and represent fatherhood and increase the skills. But there is a trend happening that's combining not just encouragement for dads that their most important job is being a father, and some gifting, resources, some digital stuff, some classes, courses, mentoring. But there's now a move, particularly with a documentary, Show Me the Father, by the, by the Kendrick brothers and Sony, to combine this message that we need our earthly fathers with the hopeful ultimate message that everybody, no matter the father they had or didn't have, good or bad, we have a perfect Heavenly Father. And Jesus' mission was to connect us all back to that Heavenly Father who wants to adopt us. Jesus came to show us his Father. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. If you've seen my character, you've seen his. He told the story about the father of the prodigal son who was so gracious and forgiving and warm and exciting and celebrated when his son came back. He wasn't punishing. And that he was able to do that because as Jesus lived out, he took all the punishment for us. So, Bill, I think the fact that we've been talking about the fatherhood deficit and the father absence and the need for fathering for a while, we see some dads really paying more attention, a lot more involved with their kids.
Right.
But I'm excited about this connection to the ultimate vertical father, right?
Right.
That message
right.
combined with the horizontal one might help us reverse this curse that you were
right.
speaking of in Malachi.
Mm-hmm. Well, the vertical connection is so important because that's what allows us to sustain and also to get the vision. You know, what is it that God has planned for us and the responsibility of being a father? And,
yeah.
you know, God the Father is the example. If we will but listen, you know, it's like that recurring theme in Revelation for those who have ears to hear. And I'm encouraged to see fathers doing, and they, you know, admittedly, some say, I just don't know how to do it. I just feel like I'm so far behind the eight ball. You know, my son is already, he's beyond his teen years. I don't know how to reconnect and make up for the lost time. But see,
I think the many people don't have a good vision of being a father. And they don't have a good vision of God as a perfect heavenly father because they kind of compared it to earthly fathers. That's what's exciting about when you really read the Bible and say, I want to learn who my father is. I have a pastor friend who played pro football at age 40, Ed McGlasson, realized, even though he was a Christian pastor, preacher, evangelist, husband, father, he did most of it out of performance.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed to fall short. He was still trying to earn his identity.
Right.
And he, at age 40, said, God, I want to be refathered by you. I didn't get fathered like I should have, and you were there to do it for me. And he started reading the Bible, not as a pastor, not as a Christian, but as a son. I've been experiencing this, Bill. You and I have talked about it. Go to church this Sunday and come as a son who's waiting to hear from his father. Open up the Bible and say, I want to hear from you, Father. Pray to God as your heavenly Father the way Jesus taught us to. Our Father, who is in heaven, you're holy, you're special, you're perfect, you're loving, even though earthly fathers are not. You're perfect.
Yes.
Go to God as your Father. And Jesus provides the forgiveness and the pathway. He said, I am the truth, I am the way, I am the life, I am the only way to the Father. You come through relationship and submission and humility and receiving Jesus, and then you get to be an adopted daughter or an adopted son of that father. So this movie's coming out on the 10th.
September,
some
right?
are showing it much sooner than September.
Yes.
Yeah, so go to the Show Me the Father Facebook page or website and get excited about it because we're going to see a lot of lives change. We already saw a woman who was a volunteer at an early showing that I've been hurt by my dad my whole life and I had a bad impression of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's changed it. I'm accepting Jesus as my Savior. I want God to be my Father. Her life changed because of the movie.
Yeah, that's amazing. But you see, this is the God that we serve, Jeff. He is amazing.
Yes.
You know, and I will say to you, you know, in the Lord's Prayer, and when you hallow God's name, I'd also encourage you to do a study on the names of God. When you study the dimensional names of God, that he is Jehovah Sitkanu, our righteousness. I mean, think about that, what Jesus did on the cross. He's righteous. So now that righteousness as a father, God Father gives us that righteousness. And that allows us to come in the throne room of grace unapologetically, in a sense, because Jesus already did the work for us. And then we say he's Jehovah Makedesh, the God who sanctifies. This is God who sets apart, Jeff Kemp. He is the one. This is his popcorn stand. He just says, hey, Jeff Kemp, you're my guy, and this is what I want for you. Just like he said to Peter, hey, you're the rock. You are the rock because God told you who I am. I'm going to tell you who you are. And Jesus, I gave him his identity and explained to him. But this is what Jehovah Makedesh is. And it goes on, you know, in terms of the names of God that you can study. And with each name and understanding of who God is, I mean, you come away and you understand the dimension of the Lord's Prayer in a whole different level.
Yes. Bill, you study those. Which is the Jehovah that's healer? Is that Rapha? What is
Rapha? Yeah, Jehovah Rapha. Okay. And then there's Jehovah Rohi, which is the good shepherd. And then you've got Jehovah Jireh, my provider.
You
got
Jehovah. I wanted to bring up Jehovah Rapha.
Yes,
God
please.
Is the healer through Jesus, because we have many guys and women listening.
Yes.
Who feel like I've messed up. I'm disconnected from my kids. I've messed up my marriage. I'm stuck with this porn problem. Alcohol has stolen my faith in God.
Mm.
My family's broken down. I've missed the chance to do this right. You know what? No one does it right. Only Jesus.
Yes.
And he uses the most broken people for the most beautiful reconciliations. And then their testimony can impact others who are in really tough spots. So you and I want to let everyone out there know that God the Father is Jehovah Rapha, the healer. Jesus heals you, forgives your sin, will enter your life, surrender to him. He's a better owner of your life than you are. Give it to him. And Satan has tricked us into thinking, God's not all that good. I better run most of the show, and I'll let him just give me a couple, you know, help in a few areas, like going to heaven when I die or in a pinch. No, this is the good, loving, amazing Father who gave his only son for us. He is amazing as a father. So we need to trust him and run to him for healing and then for provision and strength. And then we can rebuild the relationships through humility and apology and prayer and reaching out. To our son or daughter, our ex-wife, or our present wife, or whoever it is we're called to reconcile with.
Well, Jeff, let me explain to you just a little bit, give you a little insight to just how good God is. This morning, he took me to Psalm 9:10. You may remember this. And those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. That's exactly what you're saying. From Psalm 9:10, ladies and gentlemen, that's something to, you know, take to the bank. And you can put that in the spiritual bank and you watch how the compound interest does incredible and miraculous things in your life. I'm so glad you brought that up, Jeff. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, may God bless everyone out there, every father out there, and heal our father relationships vertically and horizontally.
Amen. Jeff Kemp right here on the Bill Martinez Show. Thank you, Jeff. Godspeed.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage, or turn a piece of property into a rental. Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina!
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com.
Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hope it's a great day for you. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Samantha Mao, the good news girl. Yes, this is her time slot every Tuesday right here as we review the great news that, you know, you're not going to hear about from the legacy media because, you know, it's just too good. That's the deal. And it's about our humanity, and it encourages us to realize that, hey, look, it's not as bad as they would want us to believe because, you know, for some reason, we're designed to, you know, respond to that which is negative over that which is positive, which is interesting, you know. And, Sam, I got to bring you on here right now. Don't you find it fascinating and, if not interesting, that, you know, people want to, you know, like they're driving around, they see a train, a wreck or something, a car wreck, and they just can't help but look at it. And then when they see it, they, oh, gosh, you know, then, you know, they're squeamish about it in much the same way about bad news. They'll gravitate to it out of their curiosity, and then they kind of reflex and, oh, you know, but it's the good news that makes people, you know, smile, and they're happy to hear for it. It enlarges them. It blesses them. And I would even say, even with according to one conversation with a cancer doctor that we had, Sam, he said that, you know, comedy, laughing, that we bring life. We add life to our very being and our spirits by laughing. And, you know, not that everything that we talk about is something that makes you chuckle, although there are some that are kind of funny stories, but especially things that are kind of lighthearted, too, that encourage our hearts and bless us, right?
Well, I always thought, you know, the reason people are interested in bad news is maybe because it's like part of your human instinct, you know. It's like, what happened? I need to know what happened so I could avoid it or so I could survive and all this kind of stuff. So that's kind of like your instinct to survive is to like look at the accident. Oh, what happened? Or like, you know, it's just something about us wants to know that. But then the good news and the funny things, that's what makes being alive joyful and gives you some motivation to fight for life. And, you know, I think that's one of the reasons that, you know, a lot of people, I do think that good news is getting more popular because people are realizing if you just focus on the bad news, but, you know, you might need to know what's going on because that is important.
Right.
But you still want to know that it's not all bad, and you want to know that there's good people out there, and life is worth living, and people can be amazing.
Well, and I think that maybe one of the things that's coming out of this is that we're becoming better discerners of what it is that we consume, which, you know, we have to be careful. I mean, these incredible devices that we carry around with us are such sources of news, and a lot of it, you know, to gain attention. So what are they doing? You know, they're giving you a lot of negative. It's interesting on some of these headlines, you read them and you get your attention, and then you actually read the story and you go, well, it's not as, you know, they made it seem so much worse than what,
yes,
you know, they were indicating in order to get your attention. So we're kind of setting ourselves up, you know, and leaving our lips open so that these social media giants can just hook us, you know, by our lips and just drag us into their world of negativity. And then we feel bad. So, you know, I've been trying to do better at that myself. But anyway, let's talk about this first story about this lawn mowing charity that has been growing at an overwhelming rate that is now in 16 states. Wow.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, it's actually started off with kind of a rough patch this guy was going through. It's a New Jersey guy, Brian Schwartz from Wayne, New Jersey. He was laid off from his job in June of last year. You know, and last year was a rough year for everybody. Some people had it a lot worse than others. And, you know, he decided to stay busy. And he started mowing lawns of, like, elderly people and veterans in his community for free. Well, one thing turned into another. And he started, like, I Want to Mow Your Lawn was born. So it's a website that he started so other people, because, you know, people saw what he's doing. And they're like, you know, we really want to do that, too. Things are so tough. We want to help other people, too. So he signed it up so people can volunteer. So basically, it's a way to connect people who want to give their services and their time with people who need the services in those times. And now it's spread across the country to 16 states, which I think it's gone all the way to California, which is pretty cool. You know,
it's amazing. That is awesome. That's good. Yeah.
And you know, sometimes you know, when you see these good news stories, it makes you want to get out there and do it too. And
that's
it's
right.
Kind of like this effect that, you know, I'm sure he didn't see coming.
Yeah.
And it's become something that he's focused on more. And even like professional landscapers have volunteered some of their services. And, you know, it is tough, especially in the summertime, which is when grass loves to grow the fastest, for elderly people to get out there and mow that. You know, it's tough for me to get out and mow myself. So I think that it's such a great gift that you're giving people, and it can make them feel good about their houses, too.
Exactly, without a doubt. This next story is about a 7-year-old. 7-year-old, boy, that age range can be really tough. You know, bullies abound, and for this one particular 7-year-old, He found a way to fight back in a rather interesting and inspirational sort of way, right?
That's right. So Rowan Montgomery, he's 7 years old, but he has one. Have you ever heard a child speak and you're just like, this child is beyond their years? It's like an older person.
He's a Renaissance child. Yes,
he is.
Yeah,
and
right.
He's from Tiverton, Rhode Island. And so he's kind of started to get, you know, recognized by different news stations from his videos that he's been posting. Rowan had been being picked on at school. And instead of, you know, coming home and crying about it and everything, he's like, you know what, I'm going to make videos for other people because I know I'm not the only one going through this. And I'm going to give them advice on how they can deal with bullying. And his mom records them. And honestly, people should take a chance to watch and listen to what he has to say. It's just about a minute video, but he's like, you know, I have a unibrow. I used to get picked on for this, which you wonder how long ago it could have been because it's
right.
He's only 7.
Yes.
And he's just like, but you know what? What matters is what you think of yourself. And it's just, I mean, honestly, this is the kind of video that I would want to show to my own kids because
right.
He says it in such a way that is wise, but you would be able to relate to that as a child. And he's like, come on, second graders, let me tell you about, you know, being kind and what to do.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So he's starting a whole new fashion of unibrows. Everybody's getting unibrows now, right?
You know, he said he had that, but he does it. He really does it. It must have just been something that was said to him, and he's an adorable little boy.
Yeah.
You know, every kid doesn't get picked on the same, but, you know, people get picked on, and I think it's important to teach your kids to
exactly.
feel good about themselves. And
well, this is the thing about words. this thing about words that hurt, you know, you could say something like that, and, and the child says, I have this, unibrow, and I don't know what to do with it. And you look at me and go, no, you don't. No, I know. I mean, they're convinced they have a unibrow, right? I mean, that's how that stuff, sticks on them, sadly. But, God bless them. This is awesome. I haven't seen this video, so I've got to see it. But this next video I did see of this Olympic gold medalist using her prize money, she's going to buy her mom a food truck. And this was one of the sweetest moments of the recent Olympic Games, right?
That's right. So it's Tamara Menzo Stock. She's kind of won everybody's heart just by her enthusiasm when she won her gold medal for the United States, because she just had such pride for our country. And it's pictures of her have really taken off and gone viral. Mm-hmm. And she's the first black woman to win a gold medal for the U.S. in wrestling. Mm-hmm. So one of the cool things that she decided to do, because they get prize money. She gets over 30. She gets 37.
I didn't realize they got money. I don't know why I didn't. Maybe I just didn't really pay attention. But it's awesome.
I didn't either. I was like, who gives them the money? I mean, I had no idea until this year either. Mm-hmm. But so she wins $37,000, and she had told her mom if she won, she was going to give her $30,000 to start a food truck. And you know, you think about how hard she worked to win that gold and all that training they went into, and I bet her mom supported her every step of the way.
Well, you know that, yeah.
And it's just, you know, you just love her even more. I think she's kind of won all of our hearts, and then you find out she wins this prize money, and her first thought is, I'm going to help my mom.
Yeah, she's so not going. She's not going to Disneyland. She's going straight to her mom. You know, remember those old videos? Hey, you've just won a gold medal. What are you doing? You know, and
it's just like that's her thought isn't even about herself. It's just it's about somebody that she wants to pay it forward to. And I heard her mom's a really good cook. It's going to be a barbecue food truck. So, I'm pretty excited to see what comes out of that.
We got to see if it'll come to our zip code, Sam. We need to, we always got room for good food, and we would love to bless the family. I mean, their daughter, you know, she's just has just blessed us so much for her love of country. Her love of her sport and the Olympics and all that is just, and the American flag, it was just such a highlight, like I said. Now, this next story, you've got a heroic bystander who saves a man in a wheelchair from an oncoming train. What happened?
So, if anybody's ever been to New York City, those subway stations, you kind of think, how do people not fall off into the subway track?
Exactly.
And the thing is, they do, and it can be very dangerous. And recently, a man in a wheelchair somehow, he went over the track as the, trains are always coming on.
Yes.
He goes over and he falls in. And if it hadn't been for this bystander who jumped down to help him, it could have ended tragically. So even though you know the outcome because you've read the headline and you're watching the video, you know that this guy's going to survive. You kind of have your heart stop for a minute. You look to see how bad the situation was. The guy had fallen in. He's in the tracks, and they're trying to get the wheelchair out so the train doesn't mess up. They're trying to get this guy out. And fortunately, he had a really strong gentleman jump down. A stranger helped. Everybody gets pulled out. And just in time, a few seconds before the train comes tearing through, it's
pretty crazy, huh?
You see people doing that. They did that knowing they could risk their own lives. And it's just because they don't know exactly when the train's going to be coming through. You just don't know.
Yeah.
And by the time you see it, it'd be too late. So,
that's the thing that's
down.
And you and I talked about this, about moments in time, and some moments are more significant than others. In this particular case, a minute or two late in getting down there, and it would have been a big tragedy, like you say. Now you know why she's the good news girl. Go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezShow.com for more.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. $2. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase.